Hi everyone, Nash here. As a reminder, Death and Friends is not a podcast for the light of heart. Dark and serious subjects may come up. Listener discretion is advised. At the recording of this episode, the conflict in Israel and Palestine is an active war zone. Much of Palestine, specific to Gaza, has been cut off from the world's help, and mass graves are currently being reported as the civilization and their death rituals are collapsing. In today's episode, which does not center around the current crisis, we make mention of the German concentration camps in the 1940s, as they relate to this particular history. Genocide, in any form, is humanity at its cruelest. Of course, we cannot study this history if we are unwilling to examine all the ways we die, and unfortunately, that often means the way we force our fellow humans to die. The violence of genocide can be difficult to hear, but it is the world's job to bear witness to these acts and to stop them from happening again to another generation. Learning about death and its history is vitally important to all of us, as it affects all of us. But it doesn't mean that we can afford to be complacent in things we can change. We're a comedy podcast, first and foremost, and those of you that have been with us from the beginning know that we're committed to providing space to learning about death in a context that doesn't feel as scary as the world does sometimes. Today's episode, like all the past and future ones, is no different, and we'll continue to use our collective space to examine these explorations even in the face of the worst humanity has to offer. As a reminder, death can be tricky to talk about. So remember, you are loved, you matter, and we will always be honored to be your friend.
Nash? Nash? Nash, are you here? Nash? You here, bud?
Yep. Whoa. Come on in.
Hey, buddy. Your office is on fire.
Hey, no. Don't worry. It's controlled. I'm doing research.
On fire?
Tangentially.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's in there?
Hmm?
Yeah, there's something in the fire.
Yes, research.
Nash, what the fuck is that? What is that?
What? It's for science.
Is that a goddamn Furby?
Not anymore, it's not.
Hey guys, I just wanted to introduce you to the new social media guy. Oh my god, what happened? No. I promised my therapist I would stop putting myself into situations that elevate my stress level, so whatever.
It's okay, Jake, it's all good. I was doing a little experiment for the podcast, you know? Just a bit of research.
Okay, whatever, it's fine. So, this is the new social media expert, John.
Hi.
Ah, fuck. I was afraid of this.
I got it. My leg!
Nice. Thanks. Just toss it in the pile, will you?
The pile? There's a pile now?
Yeah, I've been doing this all week. I've got a lot of herpes to get through.
Holy shit, you did.
Yeah.
I should really stop asking you questions. Alrighty, there's one pile, but I don't see the one you're pointing at. Where I don't see it.
It's in Jake's office, under his desk.
Yes, it's always like this. Come on, John, you still have a non-disclosure agreement to sign.
Welcome back, Skeleton Army. I'm Angel, and this dilapidated puppet in the shape of a real boy is Nash.
I'm Nash Flynn, and you're watching the Disney Channel. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Fuck. The wand isn't working.
Oh, that's just a breadstick, Nash.
Oh.
It's not real.
I'll put it over here.
Yeah. All right, paint the goddamn picture.
Oh, okay. Today, we're circumventing space and time.
This is delicious.
And talking about dust. Specifically, the you and me dust.
You know, people sand.
Is that cremated remains in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Jesus Christ, Nash.
No, not him, but only because he floated on up to heaven or some shit, and also, the Romans at the time weren't that big on cremation.
Great. So, who was then?
What a fun and complicated question.
Oh, goddammit.
First, I'd like to introduce you to my friend here. She has a name, or at least, probably she did, but we like to call her the Mungo Lady.
Please, please, please just tell me that's not the remains of a living person in the studio right now, Nash.
It's not the remains of a living person.
Is that a double negative?
It's not that.
Okay, so Nash committed her fourth crime of the day. No big deal, everybody.
Exactly. Like, what's one more felony, really?
20 to 25 years with good behavior, which we all know Nash is not capable of.
Anyway, this is the Mungo Lady, or at least maybe it's the Mungo Lady, and maybe it's not.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
And maybe shut up. The story, well, the current story of human cremation starts with our lovely lady here, sometime between 40,000 and 42,000 years ago, as the last ice age on the Earth was in full swing.
Ah, Deborah! What an ice age!
The climate of Australia has changed.
Deborah! Everybody loves Ray. All right, that's his brother.
The climate of Australia had changed drastically over the last few thousand years, but for the Mungo Lady, it would have been dry, slightly colder than Australia is today.
It was also less islandy than Australia is today, since during the Ice Age, Australia was also connected to New Guinea and Tasmania by a land bridge.
And also called the paleocontinent of Sahul.
Hey, thanks for that.
I just like saying paleocontinent.
I'm aware, but I'm here to support you.
Thanks.
You also spent an entire staff meeting last week saying it, so...
I mean, what else were we going to have a staff meeting about anyway?
Yeah, Jake was trying to introduce the team to the new social media guy.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Now we're never going to know.
Honestly, that's probably for the best, right? Like, we kind of have a track record with social media guys.
Do we?
Pretty sure. I feel like we had a different dude before.
Not ringing a bell. This does not sound familiar.
You defenestrated him, you idiots.
Oh, right. Yes.
Sure. No, still not ringing a bell. Whatever.
Whatever. Who cares? Elon killed the social media star. So the Mungo Lady is our first archaeological evidence of cremated human remains. Her bones are burned, and then crushed, and then burned again. Because witchcraft, probably. But here's where things get interesting, and maybe misogynist.
I feel like those should be mutually exclusive things, but go off.
Fine, it's an Andor situation. But there's a Mungo dude, too, and they find him 5 years later, only he's not cremated. At all.
Oh?
He's fully articulated on his back with his little skelly hands in his lap, and he's painted with, like, red ochre. Just like a party.
You went with Mungo Dude? Mungo Dude.
Mungo Dude. Yeah, that's...
Not Mungo Bro, not Mungo Man.
Bruv. The Mungo not... Bruv.
Yeah, Mungo Bruv. Mungo Dude. It's from Southern California. Okay.
That's why he's painted in red ochre. It's a Southern California
thing. Oh, that makes
sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, what you're saying is, maybe, they did not like the Mungo Lady.
Kind of seems like it, considering they lit her on fire twice and ground her up.
Fuck.
But the Mungo Man was also, like, interred, like, he had to piss real bad, so, like, maybe they were both just really uncool people.
Maybe. The burying team phoned it in, like, you know, really hard one day. They were just, like, not about it. They were reading the notes, like, burned two times? Jesus. No. I got plans with the boys later on. Let's just wrap this up.
Woo!
All right. We're going to Buffalo Wild Wings, big style.
Happy New Year!
We're going to jump ahead in time just a little bit, because quite frankly, ancient humans were really not that great at leaving records, which I think is really selfish of them. Like, how are we supposed to have a history podcast if there are ancient people out there just, like, not writing things down? Like,
won't someone think of the children?
Apparently not.
So now we're in the Neolithic period of the world. Civilizations, spelled with an S because Nash is an asshole, are forming.
Hell yeah.
Humans are doing a society, and we're starting to see death rituals. And some of those are cremation. Why? Hard to say. Maybe because early man was obsessed with fire. Maybe because humans' bodies are smelly and digging holes is stupid.
Maybe go fuck yourself.
Sure, why not? In Europe, Greece and Rome are doing their thing and people are dying. You know that thing that people do sometimes?
Gross.
When they're like old and yucky. And sometimes they are burning those people. Sometimes it just saves space. Sometimes it's for hygiene.
Sometimes a mountain explodes and does it for them.
Dios mío, Nash.
Yeah.
Sometimes a new religion pops up.
Popes up, more like.
Eat shit. And then Christianity invades an entire landmass and declares human cremation heretical. Because how else are you going to rise up after the big sky daddy smites all the bad people if you are just made of the remnants of a Dyson container that cleaned up after a haunted house?
What?
If you're dust, Nash, keep up, goddammit.
Oh.
Yeah, cremation as a practice gets reserved for people you didn't want to get that special benefit to.
Zombieism?
And so usually it's for those naughty, naughty pagans.
Burn the witch!
Yeah, those people. But you know, how do you know she's a witch? Yeah, how do you know that? Yeah, you don't know that. How do you know that?
She turned me into a newt. It was actually kind of hot, not gonna lie.
You need help, bud.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. But then, starting in the 16th century, even the Christians are like,
Hey, look, maybe we, spoke too soon, my guys, cause there's like a lot of bodies, and some of those people are sick, and maybe, I don't know, like fire? Maybe fire would, like, help a lot. Like, these pagans, like, they're stinky, but, like, they're, you know, they're, people are getting, like, sick.
Everywhere.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us to Italy, 1870. Well, it doesn't really, but I'm saying that it does. Professor Ludovico Brunetti, a man of science, ponders the age-old question, what if...
That's the whole question? Just what if?
I mean, I just hadn't finished talking yet.
Well, I see. I'm sorry. Okay, so what if you didn't?
Or what if people could fit in ovens?
Science!
Bill!
Ludovico is a pathologist and the chair of pathological anatomy at the University of Padua in mid-19th century in Italy. Obviously. He gets name recognition for cool people in the pathological world starting in 1867 when he gets the gold medal at the Universal Exposition in Paris for his work in creating a new method of preserving human tissue.
Classic blow your panties off stuff, really.
Exactly. And imagine getting a gold medal for that. Creepy shit.
So the dream?
Yes. Then, in 1869,
nice.
Ludo gets bored with the tissue shit, obviously.
As one does.
Yeah, as one does. You just tire of your hobbies, you know?
Yeah.
And creates the first crematory furnace for people. He does a bunch of experiments trying to burn people directly in ash, and his experiments involve, and this is true, just random body pieces most of the time. One entry in his science log, says lower half of a dried femur surrounded by incandescent coke, which obviously isn't what it sounds like, but I very much want it to be.
Hell yeah, brother. Even more hilariously, as Lodo makes bank off this work later on, as he is building the fucking thing, he writes that having this small, non-cemetery-based cremation option is, in quotes, a delusion cloaked in false hygiene, harmful to science, and grave danger to justice, end quote. And with that being said, it's like, you know, stop, though. You know? Like, just hear me out on this. Just don't do it. Hey, you know that thing you're doing?
You can just not do it.
Stop. Stop it, dog.
Who is forcing you?
Hey, bro. Hey, look at me, dog. Hey, dog, for real, though. Like, hey, chill out.
Okay.
This is the worst thing ever. Then just fucking stop. I hate this so much. Then stop
just
doing it.
No one else is doing it. You can just stop.
My wife, she left me. Okay, Elon, it's okay. But, like, you know, stop.
To be fair, I think he was mostly just worried about, like, other non-properly educated people buying one to go on, like, a murder spree or some idiot going full deep frying the frozen turkey with the thing, you know.
Or both.
Indeed. ¿Por qué no los dos? By the end of his experiments, he's managed to get the bodies and parts to around 3-4% of their beginning mass, which actually is a pretty decent success. But it required his special oven, which he then patented, obviously.
That's right, the easy bake oven invented in... I'm just kidding. I think at this stage he qualifies as a pyromaniac, to be honest with you.
Who isn't these days?
While Lodo is working at building an oven to rival the ones at Domino's, Britain is getting in on the people dust game. In 1974, Sir Henry Thompson, medical doctor to the stars...
Well, royalty.
Who gives a shit, decides cremation is this year's Pantone color. And he and a few others found the Cremation Society.
It sounds a lot cooler than it is. This is your warning.
In order to help reverse the public opinion on cremation and to get working crematoriums in Britain, and also for sanitation reasons, because London at the time is yucky.
Gross.
It's gross. First British cremation happens in 1885, and today's cremations account for 78% of deaths. So it's safe to say that he does a pretty bang-up job, as they say. Yes, quite. Yes. So when Henry dies in 1904, he is cremated, which is a nice change from our old boy Thomas Holmes, who invented embalming and then went a bit crazy pants and refused to embalm himself. So, you know.
Well, look, who among us has never invented something horrific and then regretted it, you know?
What? America takes a look at the booming cremation in Britain and is like, oh yeah, I like that. Yeah, give me that shit. And so 100 years after throwing British Army into the harbor or whatever, New York and white guy three names Henry Steele Olcott partners up with Ukrainian mystic Helen Blavatsky and creates the Theosophical Society. Starts to practice cremation as a way to illustrate the soul going to heaven.
You know, upward.
It is obviously tied to the movements of American spiritualism and talking to ghosts. The first American cremation happens in 1876 in the Masonic Temple in New York and had 2,000 attendees? 2,000.
2,000.
Jesus. Yeah. Hoping to watch Joseph Henry Louis Charles, white guy four names, become a particulate of, and get this, Joseph Henry Louis Charles over a course of a few hours.
Wait, what was that man's name? Sorry, I think I heard it wrong.
Oh, Joseph Henry Louis Charles.
Okay, never mind. I heard it right?
Yes.
Did you say hoping to watch?
I sure did.
Why?
Porque, Nash, the whole thing becomes a clusterfuck of magnitude. Oh. Old God is wandering around calling himself a high priest, and the dead guy is being carried around by seven dudes in black robes. So then the nice New Yorkers are like, yo, this is the funeral of Satan. What the fuck? So, yeah, get this shit out of here. Which is, as you can imagine, the sort of dampens the whole excitement of cremation. Just having a bunch of thick New York accents yelling at you, but like, get the fucking devil out of here.
But it sounds so fun, though. Like,
oh, no, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But the whole thing turns into a process while Oka tries to deliver a sermon about cremation and the crematorium that are going to burn up the body. Four of our boy Four Names backs out day of because they're like, hey, don't fuck with our money. Hear me out on this. Don't. Mm-hmm. D-O-N-T. F-U-C-K. W-I-T-H. O-U-R.
L-O-L.
Money. L-M-F-A-O. And unfortunately, old Cod gets stuck with the bill and the corpse. Just like Sky Daddy intended.
Probably a few demons as pets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In December 1876, a private crematorium in Pennsylvania cremates the body of Mr. Four Names in quiet. So at least Olcott isn't still driving around with a dead guy.
And if you were like, wait, Angel and Nash, how did that fuck up lead to cremations? I say to you, LOL. No press is bad press, baby.
Seriously, after a little bit of people were like, man, that shit went hard, dog. Like, yo, that shit was hardcore, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, fool. That shit was tight. That shit was tight, bro.
Satan was there.
Mm-hmm. He was there, dog. I saw him. I saw his hooves. Just fucking... He was just fucking chilling, dog. He was smoking a joint. It was awesome. And the more people talked about it, and the more intrigued Americans were about cremations as a process. So in the most American moral of the story, you can fuck it up in just about every direction, and everything will still work out. Because America in the 19th century was mainly white. And that is how history is for white people. So...
Yeah.
Fuck you!
If you're wondering what the rest of the world is doing about cremation in the 19th century, hang on. I have notes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait, that is so many notes. Why? Nash, you're not going...
In the 1800s, many nations in Africa show up substantial resistance to cremation, probably, at least in part, as a resistance to colonialism and white Christian influence in the area. Despite their absolute best attempts, which were basically horrifying, the colonizers do not manage to eradicate African beliefs around death and dying and their burial practices in this time. Most nations in Africa hold this line until relatively recently, as public cemeteries are starting to run out of room and belief systems are undergoing a modern shift.
Okay, so I guess you are going to do this. Cool, 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 cool. Give me this. I'm doing one. Give me the goddamn paper.
Fine.
The highest rate of cremation in an African country at the moment, though, is South Africa, which just thinking about it has probably entirely unrelated. Definitely. For sure, a comparatively high population of white people. So that's...
Yeah. 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 In Southeast Asia, cremation has been a pretty popular practice since humanity started writing things down. It's ebbed and flowed there with the influence of Buddhism, which is pretty tied to cremation as a death practice, and as colonialism invaded the area. Of particular note, though, is Japan, which goes through distinct periods of having the Japanese elite class demonstrating a preference of cremation and a significant distrust of its connection to Buddhism.
In 1873, the Japanese government officially bans the practice, citing public health concerns, but is forced to backtrack when the amount of bodies, particularly from urbanization, makes it a little too difficult to cope with the inhumation. So the ban is lifted just 2 years later, and by 1890, cremation in Japan rises up 40%. 4-0.
Which brings us to the 20th century.
Fun facts with
absolutely not. No. Mm-mm.
It's too late. I played the thing.
You heard the man. Let's go. Come on.
Okay. Okay, so... I have got to stop pissing Dom off.
you gonna do the fun facts there,
yeah,
bud?
Yeah.
Music's playing.
Just two seconds preparing.
All right, run it back.
You normally love fun facts.
Just not today, because in the timeline, we're in the 1900s in an episode about cremation.
And?
So, famously, infamously even, what might cremation and the 1900s have in common?
I don't... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, Dom, cut the music, Oh, shit.
Yeah. I really pissed him off this time. Okay.
That will do it.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. All right. Do your thing.
Let's get into it so we can get out of it. Here it goes. In classic German efficiency...
Jesus Christ, Nash.
The Nazis are real visionaries when it comes to being dicks and simultaneously inventing new worst ways to be dicks. Now, because of concentration camps, they've got a lot of bodies on their hands, and they need new ways of getting rid of said bodies, lest the Treaty of Versailles negotiation team get wind of things. By 1943, Hitler and friends have done a bunch of scientific testing to cremate people quickly, and they've even gone so far as to determine that the quickest burning bodies are healthy people and emaciated adults, and also children.
Because when Hitler says spring, the Nazis say, sure thing, boss. How many innocent Jewish people would you like us to murder while we jump in? Enter SS absolute fuckface, Otto Hermann Wilhelm Moll.
Yeah.
White guy, four names. It's that bad.
It's worse than that. I won't delve too much into this asshat. Suffice to say that I hope he's in double hell and his nutsack is perpetually on fire and covered in ants. Bitey ants. Moll, on his own initiative, realized the crematoria at Auschwitz wasn't large enough to burn all of his victims, so he had prisoners dig large pits for outdoor burning. According to witnesses, many of whom were forced to work for him as part of the work camp, he would often throw women and children alive into the burning pits, sometimes making mothers watch as their children burned before throwing them in as well. On occasion, he stacked the pits deliberately so that human fat would roll back down into the pit as the body burned, making the whole thing hotter and even more horrifying.
Thankfully as fuck, Moll gets arrested by the American troops in Dachau after he is transferred there in April 1945. He gets executed by hanging in May 1946 after the Nuremberg trials.
Good. Then, after all the horrors, the Catholic Church changes the landscape of cremation again by allowing Catholics to cremate their bodies without it being some sin that sends you to H.E. double hockey sticks and deprives you of all God's love or something.
Pretty sure it had to do with not being able to be a zombie during Revelations? Question mark?
Personally, I think it would be a lot better to be a dust ghost than in human form during all that?
Today, cremation rates across the world range from rather low in countries in Africa, for instance, and in South America, to a staggering 95% in Nepal and near 99% in Japan, of all places. Most of all, mainland Europe hovers around half of burials being cremations, the Nordic countries are at 80%, and the UK is at 80% homogenized, with England carrying the brunt of that total, and Northern Ireland bringing down the average to 23%.
And the U.S. is around 59%, so still a failing grade. Sorry, America. But cremation, despite its ever-increasing popularity, isn't the perfect option. Cremation, as it's practiced, release quite a few nasty particulates into the air, and it's not great for the living to, like, be breathing in and all that, let alone for it to be floating around our ozone layer. So there's that.
Why did cremation, though? Let me tell you. That's the stuff right there.
I'd personally like to be turned into something useless, like a glass ball or like a hat.
Oh, buddy. You'd make a horrible hat.
Thanks. Why don't you tell the kids how we cremate today's folk while I go eat my feelings about that?
Black death, polio, spontaneous combustion. Dying comes and after death comes decomposition. It may seem sad and also gross, but here you are and here's your host. Not an actual doctor, but it's medical facts with Dr. Angel.
Hello there. So, if you're getting cremated today, it's pretty simple.
If you've ever been to one of those open kitchen pizza places with brick ovens, it's a little like that.
No, it's not. The first step is to getting the body ready for cremation, depending on what state it's arrived in, or whether it's had a funeral. That can be direct from autopsy to dress in finery and chock full of the old embalming chemicals. So generally, the body gets cleaned up and jewelry is removed along with pacemakers and external hardware, like hearing aids. You know, stuff on the outside.
But not your Prince Albert's. We leave those alone.
Then the family comes in to formally ID the body, or in other cases, they get ID'd from the hospital transport. Once the ID is made, the body gets tagged. It stays with them the entire process, so nobody gets lost.
Think somewhere between toe tag and dog tag.
And you're a skin tag. Then the body is put into a combustible container and popped into the cremation chamber, which is between 1400 and 1800 degrees Fahrenheit, 760 Celsius to 982 Celsius for everyone else on Earth. Cremating a person takes about 1.5 to 2 hours, depending on the size of the person. Then the remains are swept out from the chamber, and the bigger pieces of bone, which is basically all that's left, are put into a bone grinder.
Clap, clap. It's basically a Vitamix for people leftovers.
Thank God you're here to make sure we know all the things are sometimes like other things, Nash.
You're welcome.
Once the bones are grounded up, they're transferred into a new urn or container with their tag and then picked up by the family.
And, in case you were wondering, even though we call them ashes, cremated remains are more like coarse sand. Or cat litter. Not like the soft, fun-to-inhale fireplace ashes.
I'm sorry, how is it that every single word you just said was worse than the last one?
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And on that note, that's the episode. A special thanks to you, our favorite listener. Remember to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. A rate and review would also help us feed our new social media guy, who apparently has bills to pay or something. Say hi, social media guy. Tell them you have bills.
Oh, okay. Hi. I'm John.
Okay, we're done with introductions now.
Just... You can also follow us on socials. I'm at Gorilla Jokes, GUERRILLA Jokes.
And I'm at It's Nash Flynn.
You can also follow the podcast, where we drop incredibly specific memes and unhinged selfies at Death and Friends Podcast.
Would you like to live deliciously? Become a member of the Skeleton Army and join us on Patreon. We have exclusive and early release content there, like Beyond the Grave.
Is that a bone?
Sure is.
Is that a real bone?
It's a femur bone.
Is it a real human femur bone?
And do I'm going to answer that on camera or...
Is it illegal to own a real human femur bone?
Next question!
Oh my god, it's King Tut's penis!
But more importantly, we use the funds to cover our sound guy's medical bills. In order to properly write medical facts, we expose Dom to all the illnesses and ways to die we talk about on the show.
What do we do this week, Nash?
Okay. So...
What?
I just wanted to see if the Vitamix really could. Or research.
Nash?
Nash?
Don't be mad, Dom. Don't be mad.
Mad about what?
I removed a few of your bones and then put them in the blender to see if I can make something that resembles human ashes.
Sure.
Fucking hell, Nash. Wait, did it work though? Like, how did you remove his bones?
Oh, easily. He's absolutely a ghost.
I thought you said Jake lied. I thought Jake said...
They lied about lying, apparently. What? I mean, we did see Dom walk through walls and talk in our heads, so we probably should have figured that out.
Oh yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Actually. Mm. So you just popped up by his crypt and... Wait a second, the blender in the kitchen?
Yeah, we only have one blender.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Millie and I made smoothies an hour ago. Why didn't you say anything? You were right there.
What was I supposed to say? Sorry, you guys are probably drinking leftover Dom particulate.
Yes, I thought it was protein powder.
Oh, well, you guys probably drank leftover Dom particulate.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks for that. You're done. You're done now. Speaking of Patreon, it's time to honor a member at the Brendan Fraser level. Praise be Liz R.
And praise be Brendan...
No. You shut the hell up.
No, come on.
You've lost your talking privileges for the day. Okay?
No,
shut up. So praise be Brendan Fraser. Check out patreon.com/deathandfriends. For more information, visit deathandfriends.gay. Join us as we make the entire internet a whole lot worse. Alrighty, well... Since Nash can't talk, I'm just gonna keep talking. Hey, did you hear about this? Death? It is tricky to talk about. So please remember, you are loved, you matter. If you don't want to be your own friend, we will happily be your friend.
I just want to...
Nope. Until next time, Skeleton Army. Stay spooky. Love you.
Love you.
This has been a Knavery Inc. podcast. Go to knaveryinc.com for more details. Executive produced by Jacob Duffy Halbleib. Audio design by Dominic Guanzon. Themes and transitions by Amy Doe.
The fuck is a knave?
Wand isn't working.
It's not real, but that's just a little... Just a...
Don't do it.
Nope. I'm going to try a different line. I almost got real
That's
bad.
A different magic wand.
It's a different magic wand.
Yeah.
Death?
40,000 and 42,000 years ago, as the last Ice Age.
Ice Age? you can't see this, but the just birds are flying
you can
at
feel
my
it,
screen.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel it, Mr. Krabs.
I can feel your clammy fingers in my face. Just
death.
Why does this just say Ray Romano?
Because you know what to do.
Deborah, I'm a mammoth. Hey, this is awful.
Thanks, Ray Romano.
Is that good? Does that work?
Appreciate
that,
yeah, it's fine. I mean, you could have said something relevant to this, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, what an age we live in. What a nice age.
Is that better? Is that good?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you. The climate of Australia has changed. Fuck you, Ray. Get out.
Everybody loves Ray. All right.
No, we don't.
That's his brother.
Get out.
His brother. Okay, I'll leave.
Death?
Slightly colder than Australia is today, just like my last girlfriend.
It was also less islandy, much like Nash's last girlfriend, than Australia.
At least more than.
I don't know.
I was riffing.
Let me do that again. It was also less islandy, like Nash's last girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. she was Caucasian, is what I'm saying. Oh, well, England's an island, technically, but
yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, you know.
You know, they're pasty, it's fine.
Death?
Elon killed the social media star.
Oh,
so the Mongo-
oh, oh. Oh,
we don't need to do this. So the Mongol lady is our first...
Defenestration! Okay. Sorry.
This episode is going to take us 8 years.
Death?
And some of... hang on, me...
Some of them are death rituals.
Death?
In Europe, Greece and Rome are doing their thing, and people are dying. You know, that thing that people do?
Gross.
And sometimes, just sometimes, Angel skips ahead too far in the document and loses his place. And he's just kind of...
You're gonna find it
kind
again.
Kind of vamping, because...
Just go to my cursor.
I have a good flow. I don't know where your cursor is.
You can click on the thing and see where I am.
That's what you sound like.
Good. I sound great then. So healthy.
Sure, why not?
Death?
Sometimes a mountain explodes and does it for them.
Fucking Christ, fucking Crash. Christ. I almost called you Crash. Crash Flynn. That's your Lucha Libre name. Making their way to the ring, Crash Flynn.
Why are they so small?
Well, they're so little. They're in the cruiserweight division. They're supposed to do flips, but they just roll their ankles every time they get in the ring.
Is this the toddler room? Is this the toddler cage? Or
it's the junior division. That's right.
Yeah, still small for that.
Dios mio, Nash. Yeah. And
death.
Also, I forgot to point out he's Italian. So.
Oh, is he? Oh, let me do this again. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
A delusion, a cloak in the false hygiene, a harmful to science, a great danger to justice, a poppity poopy. Is that good? Is that
no, that's better. Thank you.
No, so it'd be like more like a delusion cloaked in false hygiene, harmful to science, and a grave danger to justice.
It's an Italian man born in Russia, and a grave danger to justice.
He's Scottish. And a grave danger of justice. Oh, I got it. Okay, I can't do an Italian accent, so I'm just going to do accents I can do. All right, here we go.
Okay, ready?
Delusion, cloaked in a false hygiene, harmful to science, and a grave danger of justice. All right, one more. A delusion cloaked in false hygiene, harmful to science, and a grave danger of justice.
Justice.
These were all terrible and racist, and I'm so sorry.
Death?
Have done a bunch of scientific testing to cremate people quickly. I would say, fuck you, Hitler.
Death?
Can I judge you real quick?
Yeah.
Hitler and friends?
Yeah. Listen, we need a laugh somewhere, and it might as well be here.
God damn it. Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Death?
And the U.S. is Jesus.
The U.S.
It's around 59%.
Death?
I think this line got moved because it makes no sense now. Hang on one second. I think it's between here. That's where it should have been. Oh, fuck. Fuck you, Apple.
You should press Command X.
Jesus Christ. I'm just going to drag it.
How funny would it have been if you like searched something completely different and it was like not appropriate? It was just like big booty bitches.
No.
Nash. How dare you? You do that on your phone.